Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Classic FM. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, country, rock and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's trivia questions come to us from Uncle John's Plunges into Music and OnThisDay.com. Question number one, which of the following actual quotes is attributed to Willie Nelson? Is it A, 99% of the world's lovers are not with their first choice, and that's what makes the jukebox play? Or was it B, too many pieces of music finish too long after the end? Or is it C, a composer is a guy who goes around forcing his will on unsuspecting air molecules, often with the assistance of unsuspecting musicians? Or is it D, you gotta dare to suck in order to be great? What was it Willie said, anyway? And question number two, it was on this day back in which year that Columbia Records publicly unveiled its new long-playing phonograph record, the 33 and a third, in New York City? Was it A, 1929, B, 1936, C, 1948, or D, 1955? The 33 and a third RPM record released on this day in which year? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of June the 16th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1882 that Russian composer Igor Fedorovich Stravinsky was born. He's widely considered one of the most important and influential composers of the 20th century and a pivotal figure in modernist music, born on this day back in 1882. And it was 66 years ago today, 1957, that the pivotal song, At the Hop, was released by Danny and the Juniors, 1957, today.
It's so damn easy to say that life's so hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars. As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive.
And well. Willie Nelson's I'm Alive introduces our country music news. It's titled Willie Nelson Goes Behind the Music in Upcoming Book. This is published in the News and Observer on the 28th of May, 2023, by Emily St. Martin and the Los Angeles Times. Willie Nelson fans are about to find out what was really on his mind while writing his hits that made him an icon. Nelson, who turned 90 this year, is offering a behind-the-scenes look at lyrics from 160 of his favorite songs in a new book, Energy Follows Thought, The Stories Behind My Songs, set to release October 31. The book will include songs dating back to the 1950s and cover backstories of his earliest efforts, some of which earned him a measly $50, and his biggest hits. The book will also highlight some of his lesser-known songs, as well as his concept albums, of which he's released 5, including Redheaded Stranger and Phases and Stages. Nelson will also be sharing stories about his beloved guitar, Trigger, a Martin N20 nylon string acoustic that's been with him since 1969. He'll be diving into his family, as well as The Family, his recording and touring group since 1973. Patsy Cline, Waylon Jennings, Ray Charles, Merle Haggard, Ray Price, Dolly Parton, and other artists Nelson has collaborated with over the course of his career will also pop up throughout the book, along with never-before-seen photos and ephemera. Energy follows through thought, will hit shelves days before the outlaw country musician is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on November 3rd.
And well, I'm alive. And well,
and in classical music news, lately we've read, and this is an article in WCPE's Quarter Notes Summer 2023 edition titled Nadia Boulanger and Her World. This is written by Janice Brooks, the editor of that book, University of Chicago Press 2020. The review is by Grace Solon Hyman. Composer, conductor, virtuoso, performer, teacher, friend, humanitarian. Each of these words describes the exceptional musician Nadia Boulanger. This book, Nadia Boulanger and Her World, clarifies the magnitude of her effects on the world of classical music and is a product of the annual Bard Music Festival, which focuses on a composer and their place in music history. It is unique since it is the festival's first book about a woman and someone who is best known for extensive teaching. It consists of chapters on particular topics such as her composition and her international ambassadorship, letters, and even poems dedicated to Mademoiselle Boulanger. Many of these were translated from French and are well annotated. Appropriately, much of the focus of this book is on Nadia Boulanger's teaching, including the effects of both world wars on her pedagogy. Having trained at the Conservatoire de Paris, she helped found the École Normale de Musique de Paris and the Conservatoire Américain de Fontainebleau after World War I. Both schools were established to train foreign students in the tradition of French music. Throughout her career, she taught group music lessons at her apartment in Paris. There are several photographs showing two grand pianos and a pipe organ in her drawing room. During her self-imposed exile in the United States from 1941 to 1945, she taught at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Her public lectures on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean were so popular that there were often not enough seats for all the people who came. In addition to the first already mentioned, others, such as being the first woman to conduct several major world orchestras, are also covered in this book about this fascinating musician. Two chapters deal with Mademoiselle Boulanger's systematic analysis of works by other composers, and it is fascinating to see images of her scores with her original notations. Formal musical training might allow the reader to glean more from these images and the surrounding discussions, but every reader will gain insight into her superb grasp of musical technique. She required expertise in techniques from all her students. Lists of her students, some in her own handwriting, read like a who's who in 20th century music. It would be impossible for your knowledge of and appreciation for Nadia Boulanger not to have increased after reading this book. And in jazz, blues, and hip-hop dance moves, we have this article, Making the Old School New, Mom's Got the Moves. Marie Morin danced on TikTok to show how it's done. Now, she's a sensation. This is published in the April-May 2023 issue of AARP, the magazine. When my business, a dance studio, shut down in 2020 due to the pandemic, it was crushing for me. I'd left a corporate accounting job in 2009 to launch the studio so I could be home more with my seven children. Now it looked like my life's work was going down the drain. I wondered, what am I going to do? There was lots of prayers. Around this time, I saw my kids looking at TikTok. I would ask to make videos with them, but they would say, no, it's not for you. Still, I would see people on the app doing dances to old school songs and think, that's not how you dance hip-hop. So I took matters into my own hands and I pulled out this old school moves and told the camera, this is how you dance to this song. That video went viral and I got 300,000 followers within 14 days. I was like, what just happened? Then I started creating my own choreography. Now I have over 1 million followers across all platforms. Hip-hop is a whole movement. I don't want us to forget how it started. You gotta have the Running Man. You gotta have the Cabbage Patch. Those dances take us back to a time where things were a lot simpler. I was able to save my business. I've learned that when there's a problem, if you just keep moving forward, you're going to run into the solution. And in music research and technology, we have this article titled, 10 Beautifully Written AI Lyrics. This is published in AmericanSongwriter.com by Celia Houghton on the 27th of May, 2023. Artificial intelligence, a.k.a. AI, has been around for ages. But with the arrival of ChatGPT, AI is a topic of conversation more than ever before. With its ability to compile information from an infinite amount of sources across the web and pull together responses that are relatively unbiased, AI makes a case for being an effective tool even when it comes to songwriting. We asked ChatGPT to curate 10 beautifully written lyrics, and it's safe to say it delivered. Check them out. 1. In the golden haze of a summer's dawn, where the whispers of love are gently drawn, we'll dance beneath the stars, our souls entwined, forever in this moment, our hearts aligned. Nature is a common theme in AI-generated lyrics, which the system proved right off the bat. Between the golden haze of summer's dawn to dancing beneath the stars, there is some pretty vivid imagery embedded in these lyrics. 2. Through the misty morning, the sun's first kiss will chase our dreams in a world of pure bliss. Like birds in flight, we'll soar high above with lyrics as our wings on a canvas of love. AI takes songwriting to new heights with this set of lyrics. With dreams soaring upon a bird's wing, AI gets particularly imaginative with the words taking flight upon a canvas of love. It's simply gorgeous. Then there's 3. In the depths of despair, where shadows reside, we'll find the strength to rise and let our spirits glide. Our lyrics like beacons guiding us through the night, a symphony of hope, igniting a glorious light. Buzzwords like lyrics and light are recurring themes in AI-generated songs, but the program also takes a peek into the darkness with despair and shadows, still ending on a positive note with phrases, the strength to rise and glorious light. And then at 4, amidst the chaos and the noise of the crowd, we'll find solace in the silence, where melodies are loud, our lyrics like poetry, etched upon the heart, a balm for the weary, a soothing work of art. AI takes a peaceful tone here, evoking a sense of peaceful isolation, where only music has the power to penetrate the silence. Our lyrics, like poetry, is an accurate description of the descriptive language used by AI. And 5, in the embrace of nature, where serenity blooms, we'll write a symphony with flowers as our plumes. Harmonizing with the wind, the rivers, and the trees, our lyrics will carry us on a gentle, tranquil breeze. Nature is once again a prominent theme in this set of lyrics. Here, the system calls on a choir of the wind, rivers, and flowers to make up the symphony of song. There's certainly a peaceful essence that runs throughout, making this a particularly blissful arrangement. And then there's, through the ebbs and flows of life's relentless tide, we'll find redemption in the verses that reside. Like a phoenix rising from ashes, we'll conquer the strife, our lyrics like armor, lighting the fire of life. And then there's, in the quiet corners of a forgotten street, we'll whisper our secrets, our melodies discreet, our lyrics like confessions, bared with every word, a tapestry of emotions in a song yet unheard. And then there's, beneath the moonlight sky, where dreams are born, we'll paint our love story with lyrics as our adorn. Like stars that align in a cosmic ballet, our melodies will guide us through night and day. And then there's, in the symphony of seasons, where time dances on, we'll sing of love and loss and cherish every song. Our lyrics like footprints, making the sands of time a testament to moments eternally sublime. And finally, 10, Through the journey of life with its twists and turns, we'll find solace in lyrics as our hearts yearn. Like a compass in darkness guiding us through, our melodies will lead us to skies ever anew. AI once again leans into solace with this arrangement, acknowledging that life is full of twists and turns. The system tries to get profound with references to yearning hearts compared to a compass that guides you in the dark.
If I could throw my arms around you for just another day.
Japanese Breakfast, Kokomo, Indiana, introduces our local music news. It's entitled Hopscotch Music Festival Reveals Its Packed 2023 Lineup. Here's Who's Playing. This is written by Jessica Banoff, May 19, 2023, in the News and Observer. The Hopscotch Music Festival announced its lineup Friday for this fall's 2023 event. And its pretty close return to its pre-pandemic heights. Over 70 acts are scheduled to play at two main stages, as well as other venues in downtown Raleigh, which Hopscotch organizers are calling the largest lineup since 2019. The headline acts are Pavement, Denzel Curry, Japanese Breakfast, the group playing in the background now, King Krule, Margot Price, and Dinosaur Jr. The festival is set for September 7 through 9 with the main stages at City Plaza on Fayetteville Street and in Moore Square. For the first time since the festival began in 2010, there's also a slate of comedians scheduled to perform at the Lincoln Theater with Sarah Sherman of Saturday Night Live as the headliner. Whitmer Thomas and Maddie Weiner are also scheduled on the comedy lineup. Club shows will be shown at Lincoln Theater, King's, The Poorhouse, Slim's, Wicked Witch, and Neptune's. Additional artists are expected to be announced in June, organizers say. Hopscotch has built a reputation for highlighting an eclectic mix of artists across all genres, from regional up-and-comers to classic throwback acts to innovators. Previous highlights have included the Flaming Lips, twice, the Roots, the Jesus and Mary Chain, Big Boy, twice, Spoon, De La Soul, TV on the Radio, Erykah Badu, Future Islands, Run the Jewels, Nile Rodgers, Liz Phair, and Little Brother. The event was canceled in 2020. Tickets go on sale Friday at hopscotchmusicfest.com. So how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, which of the following actual quotes is attributed to Willie Nelson? A, 99% of the world's lovers are not with their first choice, and that's what makes the jukebox play. Or was it B, too many pieces of music finish too long after the end? Or was it C, a composer is a guy who goes around forcing his will on unsuspecting air molecules, often with the assistance of unsuspecting musicians? Or was it D, you gotta dare to suck in order to be great? Correct answer, answer A. That's why we have jukeboxes. As noted in Uncle John's Plunges into Music, Russian composer Igor Stravinsky is credited with having said, too many pieces of music finish too long after the end. Answer B. And Frank Zappa is the author of Answer C. A composer is a guy who goes around forcing his will on unsuspecting air molecules, often with the assistance of unsuspecting musicians. And finally, Ricky Martin is the person who said, "You gotta dare to suck in order to be great." And the answer to our second question? It was on this day, back in which year, that Columbia Records publicly unveiled its new long-playing phonograph record, the 33 and a third, in New York City. Was that A, 1929, B, 1936, C, 1948, or D, 1955? Correct answer, answer C, 1948. Encyclopedia Britannica adds, by 1915, the 78 RPM, revolutions per minute, record with a playing time of about 4.5 minutes per side had become standard. In the early 1920s, electric loudspeakers were adopted to amplify the volume of reproduced sound. In 1948, Columbia Records introduced the long playing LP record, which, with a rotational speed of 33 and a third RPM and the use of very fine grooves, could yield up to 30 minutes of playing time per side. Shortly afterward, RCA Corporation introduced the 45 RPM disc, which could play up to 8 minutes per side. These LPs and singles supplanted 78s in the 1950s, and stereophonic or stereo systems with two separate channels of information in a single groove became a commercial reality in 1958. Stereo phonographs capable of undistorted reproduction of sound became one component of what is known as a high-fidelity sound system. So let's close out today's program with some crazy blues. This one's from John Shane.
I can't sleep at night. I can't eat a bite. 'Cause the gal I love, she don't treat me right.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature here, please give me a call, 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson. Bill McClure underwrites this program. He's been tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. Please call 919-779-1755 to schedule appointments. So long. Until next time.